I'm Janet Shield Scott, and you're listening to What's Up with Janet Shield Scott, a lifestyle talk guide with expert advice on beauty, wellness, fashion, real estate, entertainment,
and fun celebrity secrets.
Welcome back. Without you, I can't do this show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of this show. Today's guest is award-winning doctoral lecturer, Dr. Sabrina Kizzee. She's going to share some groundbreaking information that's quite jaw-dropping. Stay tuned, take a listen. But first, let's listen to our inspiring quote for today. Accept people as they are, but place them where they belong. You are the CEO of your life. Hire, fire, and promote accordingly by Lessons Taught by Life. For more inspiring quotes, check out my Facebook page, Instagram, Twitter, or YouTube. Sports fans, PassPros.com has it all. Baseball, basketball, hockey, and soccer. Get autographs and memorabilia direct from former pro athletes. Don't forget to check out the upcoming events page for special events near you. PassPros.com offers t-shirts, athletic gear, artwork, vintage cards. Log on to PassPros.com. Hello, Dr. Kizzee. Thank you so much for being a part of this show.
Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity. It's so nice to meet you.
Yes, it's a pleasure. It's truly a pleasure because I've been reading up on you some here, and I'm impressed.
Oh, that's so sweet of you. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you. And it's an honor to be on your podcast.
And a welcome to What's Hot with Janet Shield Scott. It's a pleasure to have you. And Dr. Sabrina Kizzee, may I say?
Yes, thank you.
And congratulations on your award as a doctoral lecturer and on your groundbreaking research on the consumer spending power of the Black millennial.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you saying that. This topic is near and dear to my heart. So when I have an opportunity to talk about it, I'm just thrilled. So again, thank you for this opportunity.
Yeah, sure. So let's get into it here. You say that, first of all, explain to us why you decided to do this research and how you decided to dive into it.
Sure, great question. So as part of my dissertation for my doctoral program, we had to write a dissertation. And professors usually say to you, well, two things. You want to pick something, a topic that you're really passionate about, and then you also want to find a gap in the literature where there's not that much information on a particular topic. So I consider myself an educator and a marketer, and I love all topics related to marketing, but specifically diversity in marketing. And then in terms of a gap in literature, when I was doing my research, I was really looking at mobile advertising, and that's really just basically getting ads on your phone or your device. But as I was looking at research on that, they were really examining different demographics and how they are influenced by mobile advertising throughout the U.S. and other countries. And then when I was looking, I didn't find any studies on Black consumers and mobile advertising. And so that made me want to dive in deeper to find some research on it. And ultimately, I found this researcher who did this study in South Africa on college students, African college students' acceptance of advertising. And so I reached out to the researcher and I said, can I extend your study to the United States? And she was like, yes, great. And so I basically focused on Black millennials and how mobile advertising influences their spending on products and services and just accepting ads. And that's what led me down this doing this research.
Yeah, you said that out of 75 million Americans, 14% identify themselves as Black. So, and that's the Black millennials that you mean, 14%
of Americans? Correct. Yes, that's correct.
And then you say that millennials only wait 8.6 seconds for a mobile ad to pop up. Explain that to us.
Yes, that's correct. Millennials only wait 8.6 seconds for a mobile ad to just showcase the information. Millennials are very interested in having things be convenient. Speed, accessibility is just some of the factors that they're looking for in terms of mobile advertising and just in terms of using their mobile devices. They want to be able to look on their phones. If they see something that's interested, they want to buy it. They're able to purchase it, use some type of device where their, you know, spending is right there. They can put in their credit card, all that information populates, and they can buy it within seconds.
All right, so you're saying that the ads in the piece that they're looking at is just as important as the information that they're seeking?
Absolutely, yes, yes. In fact, my research found that millennials are very interested in knowing about consumer benefits. So they want to know the benefits of a product before they actually buy it. Like, why is it a good thing for me to purchase this particular product? What are the benefits of it? And that's was my findings from my study.
All right. So I guess what I'm saying too is if they're looking at a podcast, like video podcast, and an ad pops up, so you're saying they want to see an ad within so many seconds of watching that podcast or whatever else it is they may be watching?
Yes. So the ad needs to appear in like 8.6 seconds. So if an ad shows up, you know how sometimes you might have an ad and it might be like some glitches in it and it might be some difficulty in it populating the information? Millennials don't have time. If it doesn't show up correctly with all the information, they've just moved on. So they want that information to show up correctly, no difficulties gaining access to it. And if it's a product that they want to purchase, being able to go through the consumer journey of buying that product right then, their information showing up where they can put their credit card information and having that product or service and getting that confirmation that they received that product.
All right, but also what I'm saying too is, so they would interrupt what they're looking at just to click on an ad?
Well, if the ad appears, like sometimes when you're on your phone, an ad will just show up.
Oh, okay.
No, so I'm not saying that they'll stop what they're doing, but if it shows up in their scrolling or they're looking at something, then they want it to be able to see it clearly and get the information and have the consumer benefits stated, yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, I see what you're saying. Okay, so with your two decades of marketing experience, like it's a lot of experience there, what social media site do you feel millennials log on to the most?
A great question. So I would say right now, millennials are on Instagram, and a really popular app right now is TikTok. So both of those Instagram and TikTok are really heavily used by millennials.
All right. Instagram, TikTok. Do they look at Facebook or Twitter?
Twitter, I mean, there's a lot of controversy over Twitter right now, but I do think that there is great use for Twitter. For me, it's been very helpful in terms of networking and having the ability to connect with people that I might not ordinarily connect with, for example, celebrities, journalists. I've been able to connect with on Twitter, and I know others have as well. So I still do believe that people are on Twitter. For example, the Grammys just occurred the other day, and so many people were watching the Grammys and live tweeting, and they had a wonderful like hip-hop tribute, and I was on Twitter just watching all the comments and whatnot. So people are still using Twitter for real time to live tweet when there's events going on. So yes, people are still utilizing Twitter.
All right. What about Facebook?
I do find people are on Facebook more so.
I guess now they're calling it Meta though.
Yes. Yes. Sometimes I would say the older generation, sometimes, because when I mention to my students Facebook, they're like, no, we're not really on Facebook. They're all on TikTok and Instagram.
Is there something that you feel that should not be on your social media sites if you're out looking for work, especially a college graduate or someone just out looking for work in general, that's a millennial or anyone?
That's an excellent question. And so what I always tell people is that I think a great platform for everyone to be on if you're just looking for job opportunities is LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm. But LinkedIn, is there something that they should not? Because I noticed some post provocative things on their different sites. What do you think about that?
Well, I was just going into that because in terms of what you place on social media. So, like, I always recommend that everyone do what I call a social media audit and just Google yourself. That's where we always start and see what appears first. And then in terms of what you put on social media, I always say start with LinkedIn, have a professional folder. And then if you post things on Facebook and other different social media apps, just know that those apps can show up on your social media profile when someone Googles you. So, you know, I always warn people that, you know, once it goes on the internet, it's hard pressed to have it to come off the internet. I don't really know. They have reputation management companies who say that they can get information off of the internet. I don't know if that is true or not. But to my point is always be thinking of what you are putting on social media, because it can have a lasting impression on social media, on the internet. And students will always say, oh, there's nothing about me on Google. And they'll Google themselves and they're always surprised at what they find when they Google themselves.
Yes.
And so I always say, and research says that most people, when they search for something, they only look on the first page of Google or any search engine. And then 50% of people only look at the top three search results. So you want to make sure that those search results either show your LinkedIn profile, maybe your website, your company, and focus on those. So I always say just be careful about what you put on social media, because, you know, it can show up later on. And we know that recruiters Google people and see what's on the internet in regards to them. So you want to have, you know, a good social media presence.
Yeah, that's a good point there. And I, too, try to stress that with some of the younger people in my family and friends, that social media is huge when it comes to looking for work, where people can look, and because I've looked on some of my family member sites that are looking for jobs, and I go, why in the world would she have put this on there? So I like to talk about it with other people, because sometimes as a family member, when you say things to people, they don't take it to heart. They go, oh, yeah, okay, right. Mm-hmm.
So that's why I always recommend, I call it, you know, doing a social media audit and just look on the internet quarterly and Google yourself and see what information shows up. And if you do spend time on social media platforms like LinkedIn, and you have what's called a fully optimized LinkedIn profile, meaning that you have your picture and you have your job information, LinkedIn will typically show up first, more so than the other social media apps, as long as you, again, make sure all your information is there. And that's great for recruiters to see your LinkedIn show up on the first page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so LinkedIn is pretty important. Is it up there with TikTok and Instagram?
Well, I think that with every social media platform, they all have, different audiences and uses. I always say for LinkedIn, again, it is a professional network, and I think it's a great resource for anyone who is looking for a job or just wants to have their social media presence. I wouldn't necessarily compare it to Instagram and TikTok, because those are more based off of, you know, videos and things of that nature. Yes, and they're more social for connecting with friends. But I know people who have built their business off of Instagram and TikTok as well. We know, we've seen on TV many influencers who got their start from TikTok and Instagram. So it is a viable social media platform to use.
All right. Now, out of all the research that you've done, did you ever find out how much buying power millennials have? Was there ever a figure thrown out there?
Well, excellent question. I wouldn't necessarily say that I know exactly in terms of millennials, but in just in my research, I found out that the Black buying power in the U.S. is estimated to grow to 1.98 trillion by 2025.
Wow.
So that's huge.
One point nine eight trillion. Oh my goodness.
By 2025, and that's the total Black buying power, including millennials and just Black consumers in general.
Whoa.
And so that is huge, and it just really showcases our buying power and the fact that I believe that marketers and advertisers and brands really need to focus on our consumer segment of Black consumers and really put time and energy into putting out targeted advertising and marketing campaigns for us. And I'll share with you another really interesting statistic that kind of goes along with mobile. Is that in my research, and this is according to Nielsen, Black consumers lead the way with the highest average time spent on their cell phones, nearly an hour and a half more than the total U.S. population. So basically what I'm saying is that Black consumers use their phones more than any other ethnic group.
Wow.
So why that is so important is that we're using our phones and our phones more than the average consumer. There needs to be more targeted ads and mobile ads towards towards Black consumers.
So why do you think we're using our phone more than other groups?
That's really interesting. I don't know why. I don't know why that we are using our phones more than any other group. But it's an interesting statistic, and it really showcases that, you know, we are trendsetters, that we utilize technology, and that people really need to, you know, heed the fact that we're great consumers in terms of advertising it to us via mobile devices.
Now, was there ever any research or evidence on how much millennials value health and wellness?
That's an excellent question. I don't have specific numbers on that, but I do know that that is something that is very important to them. In addition to that, I do know that companies that have strong mission statements and value statements and that are aligned with their, the way they see the world moving towards in terms of climate change and what's going on in the world is extremely important to them. Mm-hmm. And so employers definitely need to look at that millennials are very concerned about the future for themselves, their generation, and working for companies that really are aware of what's going on in the world and the impact that that company and brand has on the greater good of the community.
Yeah, and I can't imagine how much we spend in beauty and grooming products.
Yes. I believe we do. There's a great report on that. Nielsen did a great report on it. I don't have the statistics, but I'm pretty sure that we lead the way in healthcare and wellness and products as well.
Yeah. So what would you like for us to take away from this interview, Dr. Kizzy?
Great question. So for me, this groundbreaking research is so near and dear to my heart because it really just emphasizes our buying power and how we are a consumer base that really has gone unnoticed for many years. And although we might see many ads that have us featured in them, we really need to just understand the power that we have as a consumer and know that our dollar is worth something and it is valued. Mm-hmm. And also to really understand that we want, that brands need to take the time to put together well-crafted marketing and advertising campaigns towards us and to really vet us, really try to get our business. And we as consumers too need to recognize that we have strong buying power and that we are aware of which companies and organizations really appreciate our business and take the time to, you know, work with Black creatives and also work on getting campaigns and marketing out there to us to let us know about their products and services in a fair and equitable way.
Okay, well, thank you so much for being a part of the show on What's Hot with Janet Shields Scott. And how can we find out more information in regards to your research or anything that you may have coming up in the future?
Definitely. You can reach out to me on LinkedIn under Dr. Sabrina Kizzy, and you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok on Sabrina On Move. So that is the way to reach me, Sabrina On Move, or just you can follow me, Sabrina Kizzy, on LinkedIn.
All right. Thank you once again for being a part of the show. You've given us some valuable information to think about.
Yes, and thank you. It's been a real pleasure to be on your podcast. Thank you.
Yes, enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you. You as well.
Bye-bye. You've been listening to What's Hot with Janet Shields Scott Podcast, a division of Janet Fit Beauty Style, your lifestyle guide to fitness, beauty, fashion, wellness, real estate, and entertainment. You can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube for more exciting information. Log on to JanetFitBeautyStyle.com. Let's take a moment to relax. Take a deep breath, inhale, and exhale. Again, inhale, and exhale. One more, inhale, and exhale. As you go throughout the day, stop, take a pause, chill, and relax. Please keep in mind that all things which are impossible with man are possible with God.